from two other points in the room, there are little chimes from data pads as information is uploaded to them. And at the bar, Lodi, with her mug of swill in front of her, catches the bartender's eyes and he nods towards the door.
Lodi's kind of been eyeing the golden skin group, but as he nods towards the door, she sort of swivels slightly to look.
And you see a woman with golden skin flanked by a human and a Trandoshan. The bartender says,
"That's Aster."
For some reason, I thought she was going to be human. I look at where she's going, where she's headed.
The three of them head to an area in the back. The Trandoshan moves up to the bar a little further back, and a group of people sort of gather around where Aster sits.
What's she usually like to get, the swill?
She usually doesn't order anything, but I don't complain. She's done more for this planet than most people.
So attitude about Aster is generally favorable then?
You've got that right.
All right. Well, better go introduce myself. Just reason I'm here anyway.
You head to the back, and she's quietly talking with a couple people.
I wait patiently, very conspicuously.
Yeah, you see her smile and pat somebody on the shoulder and then turn towards you.
Hello, can I help you?
You're Aster Ram?
Aster Ram.
Sorry.
Close enough.
Aster Ram. It's a pleasure to meet you. My name's Jedi Knight Lodi Vertan.
Jedi Knight Lodi Vertan. It is a pleasure meeting you as well. What brings a Jedi Knight to the lowly moon of Narhaipa?
Well, I was told that the citizens would love some Jedi intervention in the blockade.
I'm sure the citizens would love something like that.
But not you?
Well, Jedi, you're with the Republic. I would assume you would side with our oppressors, the Noble Court.
You could assume that. You forget that the Jedi Temple here in the Sector is on an independent planet, too.
That is true, but you are building one on Bespin as well.
Better spaceport.
Well, there's no finer spaceport than the one you're in right now. But unfortunately, we don't see very much travel these days, thanks to the court. The food is running short, and all we want is the freedom to do trade without paying exorbitant taxes to people who already have enough money. The court has been ruling this sector for 1,000 years. They've amassed a fortune big enough to have half a planet dedicated to it. They take, and they take, and they take, and they give us nothing in return. They don't offer us protection from the Nihil. They don't offer us independence. They don't offer us anything of value. All we ask is for them to leave this one small moon alone, and even that's too much. They take our food, they take our resources, they take any trade we send out and give us nothing. How do you think you can help with that?
Well, I carry some, I don't want to say authority, influence. Having a Jedi speak with you carries some weight. Now, you say that I'm affiliated with the Republic, but the Jedi is its own separate organization.
From what I hear, the Jedi do whatever the Republic wants them to do.
They certainly would like to think so. Means that they can't be held accountable by us. No, we are independent. We do as the Force wills. And the Force cannot be constrained by governing bodies.
Well, you have power that keeps you independent.
And we like to use that power to help others. For light and life.
I'm afraid sooner rather than later, my people will be using their own power to secure their independence as well.
Well, maybe it won't come to that.
Hopefully not.
Now, I do know that the representative of the Noble Court in this matter is the Prince.
The Prince.
Yeah. Romar is... Well, he's certainly something. What is Romar like? I've actually interacted with him before.
You know him to be more concerned with sport, going off on hunts, and really not the sort of person that you would want to have to deal with this thing with.
a little out of touch with the reality of the common folk.
Yeah.
I've negotiated with Romar before, and I can do it again.
Well, good luck.
You're not going to stand with me?
Are you saying you can get me off-world so that I may speak with these people in person?
Oh, absolutely.
And they'll just let you do that?
Yes. I mean, definitely.
You don't sound 100% sure.
You mentioned the Nihil earlier. That particular band of anarchists has been inspiring fools left and right to be unpredictable. Let's just say if they were to get in our way, it would be unbeneficial.
We had some attacks on the far side of the moon a few months back.
A few months back?
I would say that they have inspired something in a particular band of locals.
Lodi kind of feels the other wreck punk fill the room. Well, all we can try and do is be a good example, a better example, I suppose.
What social check would you like to roll for Lodi?
This feels like persuasion.
What sort of persuasion?
What do you mean, what sort of persuasion? Persuasion is just persuasion, right?
Well, like coercion, charm, leadership. Oh, gosh, like all of those can be persuasion. Also, what are
it's like Nikisa? Me wanting to roll an insight check and there's no insight skill.
What are Vekros and Nikisa doing while Lodi is speaking with Aster Ra?
Well, Andrew the player made sure to take Bekros somewhere where he couldn't do any harm. I'm not sure how long Bekros stands awkwardly at the Rhodian table with a few, like feeling that he's part of a conversation that he's really not a part of. But he would spot Lodi eventually and work his way over that way.
And Nikisa?
So they are kind of in the back of the bar as well, right? But
I've got this bar in my mind where you walk in, the bar is on the left. There's this like corner back hallway on the right that sort of scoops around the back of the place. And then the far back is where Lodi currently is.
Okay. So I'm not fully close to it, although I have walked away from that hallway. So I'm back in the main place.
This place is kind of crowded. I think you can tell a lot of people are getting out of the sun by coming here.
Is there like a somewhat of a dance floor?
I don't think there is a dance floor. I think the place where Aster and Lodi are speaking is actually, there's like a waist high wall between the front of the bar and the back of the bar. And they're like maybe a step up and on a slightly raised area back there.
Okay.
Otherwise it's pretty full of tables, and I think there a lot of them in the center of the room are higher tables that people are standing at, and at the edges they're lower tables and booths. Do you have some sneaky plan?
I mean, I was just gonna lean against the wall, drinking my drink and vibing to the music, but I hadn't had the time. I mean, kind of.
You're allowed to do that.
I was gonna say by now I had the time to go to the bar, grab whatever drink, and inconspicuously just like I'm vibing to the music, I'm having my drink, and I'm leaning over a wall just like checking on people. It just happens to be kind of by this table, but it's a crowded club, so like it looks very unintentional.
Mm-hmm. I think since you said you were drinking the drink, I need you to describe what this disgusting drink tastes like.
Bad, but not even close to the worst thing that I've had to drink while undercover.
I think it's got a faint soapiness.
Yeah, which is like they try to emulate lavender, but they only got the soap part of it.
Yep.
And it's also like probably I wouldn't doubt that they actually put some soap in it to mask all of the other nasty things that are in it.
Well, you clean dirt with soap, so you gotta put soap in it to clean the dirt out.
Exactly. It is like a little thicker than Nikisa would prefer, but it's like a smoothie like texture.
Mm-hmm. But is that because water is scarce on a desert planet and they are like scooping wet sand to make this with?
Maybe.
Okay.
At least it's not slimy.
Yeah.
So I think that's what
Nikisa, it might be a little slick.
Yeah, I think that's Nikisa's thought process is like, at least this one is not slimy.
I think you hear somebody next to you.
Oh, you haven't hit one of the slick pockets yet. Good luck.
You know, she raises the glasses and like a little cheers, like bottoms up, I guess. Friendly, but not too friendly. Still like, not that approachable, but like.
Forgettably friendly.
Forgettably friendly.
Yeah.
But what is Lodi rolling?
Lodi is either rolling a charm or a negotiation check. I'm just trying to get her to trust me.
Yeah, probably charm then, unless you've got something to trade.
Yeah. So that's 3 green and a boost die for sense emotions.
This person has stats.
I'm going to upgrade, spend a 4 stat or a light side point. So I'm rolling at least 1 yellow.
Can Becros assist?
How?
Well, I mean, he's going to wander over eventually. And since this is a charm check, we've already established that Becros is trying to be very charming in himself. And the poncho is colorful. It's a nice, bright personality.
I'd like a boost die because I did make some pretty good points.
Okay. Yeah. It will be hard. It's 3 purples.
Okay. It's a success. 2 successes and a threat.
Okay. You have successfully charmed this person.
While I would like the opportunity to speak with the noble court again, I doubt that the prince will see our side of things. I would like to take one of my compatriots with me, if there's room on your ship.
There's room.
This person does not necessarily see things the same way I do. This is someone who is calling for open rebellion. I've been trying to convince them that that is not the way to do things. That rebellion would lead to all-out war, and all-out war would take us further from what we actually want. I am hoping you might be able to convince him to see things in a different way.
I can certainly try. I can be very convincing.
I suppose we'll try together.
Who is this associate?
This associate is the Trandoshan that they came in with, who is has elbows on the bar.
His name is Hask. He can be violent. But we've been friends for a long time. He is absolutely convinced that the noble court will just prolong the blockade until we have no other choice. He thinks it's a tactic.
So he'd prefer to accelerate to a revolution?
He would like to take action before action is forced upon us.
Well, not all actions is with explosions and laser swords. I say, being the wielder of a laser sword. I do kind of wink at that.
Lodi, you making friends too?
Of course.
They're not as friendly as I'd like. I was trying to talk with them.
Well, they are hungry and tired.
Yeah.
And on the brink of revolution.
Well, there's always that. How much longer do you think we have to wait for, what was it, Aster? It's kind of a
Becros, bummer. Would you like to meet my new friend Aster?
Oh, your name is Aster too?
Aster peeks around Lodi.
Hello, Becros.
Hi.
It's a fellow Jedi Knight.
Really?
Yeah, I know you probably couldn't tell from the outfit.
We all have our different skill sets.
Ah. His is not camouflage.
No.
What do you mean? I was being subtle.
I'm not sure that word means what you think it means.
I'm not sure you know the definition.
Okay.
Where is your ship, and when should we meet you there?
Lodi is thinking about the drop.
Docking Bay 24? Should we leave now?
No. How about in the morning? Give me the evening to communicate with the noble court, set up the table for the negotiations.
Very well. We will meet you in the morning. Docking Bay... I'm sorry, did you say 24?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if there isn't anything else, I have some people I need to speak to before my family dinner.
Absolutely. I give her my comm number.
Comm code?
Yes.
Comm code.
Yeah.
Comm code.
She takes your comm code and nods and turns to the next person who was waiting to speak with her.
Becros stands a little, lingers a little longer than he should, and then...
I take Becros' arm, and we walk away.
Bye. Nice meeting you.
You get a little lean out of the conversation and nod, and she goes back to the conversation.
I stretch out with my feelings.
Yes.
Not my eyes. Looking for my third associate.
Manikisa just shoots a look that basically asks, are we leaving?
You see Lodi straight up walking towards the door.
Okay.
Pulling Becros by the arm, I assume.
Yep, we are arm in arm, elbow to elbow. You, I think, are probably a bit taller than her, but it's fine.
Nikisa's going to wait a little bit. Again, like, they already walked in together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's still, like, kind of around the table. What is the next meeting about? Before she starts, she decides if she's going to walk away or not.
How close are you getting?
I mean, I'm at that wall. How far was that from the actual table?
You got maybe 5 feet. Loud music.
Loud music.
It's darkish.
Okay.
You can do a perception check at this distance. Probably be average with 2 setbacks for the darkness and for the loud music. Or you could try and stealth closer.
I mean, how closer can I get without looking? That's like I'm just vibing to the music and slightly moving.
As close as you want to try to get.
Do I want to push my luck?
Hey, Lodi, why are we waiting until tomorrow to leave?
Well, it takes time to set up the table for negotiations. I've got one person on my side, now I need the second.
But couldn't we, like, do that while we were, like, having left?
No. Like I said, Becros, it takes time.
Okay.
I have... My drink is almost done. There is a trash that makes me have to walk so close to the table. And I'm stealthily gonna try... And do that.
The difficulty is a red and 2 purples.
Oh, dang. I do add a boost because I have sleight of mind.
Okay. You can have another boost because it's nice and crowded.
Yeah. And, you know, people have already, like, nodded at me, acknowledged, made comments. So, like, it doesn't look like... It just looks like I'm here vibing with people. Right? That's 3 boosts.
Is it?
Is it?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's just 2.
Let's go for it.
Wow. Okay.
1 success and 2 threats. That's gonna be interesting.
You get nice and close. You can hear the conversation. It's pretty dull standard conversation just between Aster and some local. They appear to be a farmer or something, and Aster is trying to convince them that they are going to get something done. As you get into this general area, you also see a Trandoshan, this big lizard guy, wearing a dark jacket with a stripe down the sleeve. He's got a large blaster at his hip. Big, heavy blaster pistol. Big claws, big teeth, and some orange feathers coming out of the top of his head and his sides of his jaw. And you hear him speaking with a Rodian.
Yeah, the drop's gonna be tonight. We got a nice supply of weapons coming from the big guy.
Are you gonna go meet them this time?
Yeah, I think it's about time I meet this head honcho. Show some face. You want to come?
I'm going to stay out of it this time. I've seen enough.
Well, it's your loss.
And the two of them turn and walk back up to the bar. Their conversation becomes muffled as music and other voices overpower it.
Okay.
And I think with 2 threats, as you hear the end of that conversation, you notice that a space has opened up around you, and there are some people looking at you. Not the people that you successfully stealthed around, but people who are looking at you like you don't belong here. The big, big, beefy people with leather jackets with studs on them and fingerless gloves.
Mm-hmm. Whole gang. Okay, I got the attention of a gang.
Meanwhile, Becros and Lodi are outside.
Yeah. Are we moving to them to see what they're doing, or I'm fit?
What are you doing as Nikisa does not come out of the bar?
Mm-hmm. Is she coming? She saw us leave, right?
Hopefully she's coming. Can I see through walls with farsight?
Probably. Depending on how much you have, yes.
I can see through a single object at medium range as though it were transparent.
You want to roll to see through the wall or door?
Yep. I would love to make a perception check to see through the door.
Is there a standard difficulty on that?
It's just the force power, isn't it? With an upgrade or something?
Yeah, spend pips to see through a single object at medium range as though it were transparent.
Okay, so you do not have to roll perception. Just roll your force dice.
Okay. Two light side pips again. What the criff?
As you look at the outside of the bar, you sense the vibrations of the stuff that makes up everything, and your sight passes through those vibrating atoms and sees into the bar, where a very large swoop biker is looking down at Nikisa, and there are a couple other swoop bikers, just like, they look like they're ready to go. They look like they came here to fight somebody today.
I really think you should put the hat on, Lodi. I mean, you said we're trying to be subtle and blend in.
Becros, half of my perceptions come from these tendrils.
What?
A hat covering them would muffle my hearing, essentially. I forgot something inside the bar.
Oh.
Inside the bar, the big biker says,
"You look like you're not from around here."
And the little one next to him says,
"I think it's about time for you to go home."
And Nikisa's gonna do her best. Okay, question.
Mm-hmm.
Are these alcoholic beverages, or are there alcoholic beverages in here?
The swill is barely alcoholic.
Slightly fermented, I presume. Like beer, yeah. 5% alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you drink enough, you could get a buzz?
Yeah, you would. This big guy would need quite a bit.
Okay. I'm not so big, so.
Yeah.
So Nikisa's gonna do her best impression of a drunk person.
Okay. I need deception.
Okay. Okay. So this.
What exactly are you trying to do?
As she starts to pretend to be a delightfully drunk, happy person, she is actually tuning in within the Force to use her influence powers.
Great.
To get people in a happy mood around her.
Okay, great. That's just going to be an influence roll. You don't have to do deception.
Yeah, so that's just the...
Just your force dice.
Just my force dice.
How much influence do you have? Just the base power?
No, I also have magnitude, which is spend the light side to increase, I guess this is the light point, right? The circle that is light in the middle.
Light or dark.
Okay. To increase targets affected equal to magnitude upgrades purchased, which I have one.
Okay. Excellent. Let's see how you roll.
Just the one dice, right?
Yep. So you would need two. Okay. You can, with that dark side, convince the big guy. And maybe that big guy will convince everyone else. You can tell that this person came here to pick a fight. He doesn't take kindly to outsiders. Outsiders are the people who subjugate his planet and take half his crops for themselves. You can feel the bit of rage coming off of him. It's like waving off of him like heat, like that desert outside. And coming from that little guy at his side, you can feel not only that rage, but meanness. Like, this is somebody who gets pleasure out of pain. If anything, if these people were Jedi, they would fall to the dark side easily. And it would be so easy for you to pull on that power. It's right there. It's available. It's ready to use.
It is. It is. Definitely, like, to Nikisa right now, it is almost like she can hear, like, short circuits. There's an electric out of pitch sound, like, coming from surrounding those people. And she can feel it, like, clash, like, how easy it would be to make those energies attack each other because they are so high-pitched and resonant that to manipulate that, but...
You do it, they'll cancel each other out. You make that sound go away.
Am I inside by now?
You are.
I'm making my way towards the bar.
Yeah, you're about halfway there. Halfway to the pending conflict. Who knows where Becros is?
Well, I was just going to ask, was Lodi's I forgot something inside a stay here, Becros? Or a...
There are a lot of nice bikes out there, Becros.
I mean, definitely going to, unless Lodi implied that she led him out there with by the arm. And so he takes direction. He's looking for a little direction.
How dire does the impending fight look?
Oh, it's going to happen.
Would you like some help? And it was a stay here, Becros.
Okay. Becros is looking at the swoops outside.
You could end this right now.
I could.
She spends so much time in the dark, it's easy to just disappear into that darkness.
That's just it, though. She spends so much time in the darkness that is, it feels like it's the easy way out to just use it. And she doesn't like the easy way out.
For light and life is the Jedi motto.
Oh no, she doesn't give a drag about that. It's just like right now she can see and she can see how easy it would be to manipulate those people. And it just feels like an easy way out.
So what does she do?
Does Nikisa see Lodi?
I'm very obvious. Like, I am 6 foot tall. I have the long flowing tendrils and I am dressed very brightly as a Jedi.
And she wouldn't wear the hat.
Nikisa wouldn't wear the stupid hat.
Might be a little preoccupied with the threatening people in front of her, though.
Yes.
If you're facing towards the door, then you likely could be able to see me. That is up to you. If you're maybe looking for other ways out, since you don't want to use the dark side.
Lodi feels the vibrations pitch up and, like, rub against each other in a dissonant way.
Ugh. Lodi gives up on trying to get to the bar, steps on the nearest empty chair, and whistles loudly, like that kind of whistle.
Visually, how does that look for...
yeah, or what is that kind of whistle?
I have a regular mouth.
I meant as an audio medium. What would our listeners describe? How would you describe the listeners?
The when you stick your thumb and your pointer finger in your mouth and whistle... like real loud and sharply.
Almost everybody turns their head. The bar is quiet. The one person still looms over Nikisa, and they turn their head toward you. You can see the fire in their eyes.
My other hand holds up a glint of Anouette sector credits, and I cry out jovially, "Round of drinks on me!"
And there's a cheer from everybody. What does Nikisa do?
She cheers. She also, like, cheers as she's moving away from that group.
She cheers and slips under the raised arm of the large person who was blocking her way and meets up with Lodi.
Yes. It's like, and for that, m'lady, you'll be taking me home. And she grabs Lodi's arm after she finishes paying and walks away from the bar, making it look and a big show of this, like, display of, like, acting that they have never met before, but they met now. So if you see them together, it's because they met at the bar.
Yeah, sure. I will take you home.
You both get pats on the back as you exit the bar and find Becros.
Huh? What? No, I wasn't touching anything.
Leaning under the hood of a swoop.
Becros, it's not yours, and the owner might be mad.
How'd they be mad? I made it go faster.
because we're outsiders touching their things. Let's go.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Path of the Storm. I'm your GM and host for this season, Mark. You can find my podcast, Coruscant Nights, and The Other Place wherever you listen to podcasts. Bekros is played by Andrew from the Dicey Cantina. Be sure to check out Dicey Cantina's newest podcast, The Foxglove Letters, out now wherever you get your podcasts. Lodi is played by Erica Goodwitch. You can also find Erica on the newest season of Heroes of the Hydean Way. Check the show notes for all of her links. And Nikisa is played by Isabella Jones. Thank you to Blamed Cat, Nikki Smetters, Chaos Mod, Joe, Lauren, Dwayne from the Flight Risk Podcast, and Zach from Tales of the Outer Rim for lending their voices to this episode. This episode of Path of the Storm was produced by Nightcast Creative. For info on all of our shows, RPGs, and everything else we do, visit nightcastcreative.com.